Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
This is weird, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I think we'll have to do a little intro.
Yeah, no, so the intro I had was, I was going to do, welcome to Sam and I.
Oh, yeah.
Podcast, a show about men's mental health and everything in between. I am dangerously in love.
You? Mm-hmm. I think I'm crazy in love.
Crazy? Maybe,
no, wait. I'm actually in my me, myself, and I era.
You are?
I am.
Do you know what? I mentioned Dangerously in Love, but I don't even like that song. I don't.
I think you've just offended a large population, actually most of the fandom.
I do not like that song. I think it's a skip for me. It was on the Dangerously in Love album, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And I mean,
I think so.
If everyone's listening, we're talking about Beyonce.
We are.
We are a big fan of Beyonce, but yeah. I'm Dangerously in Love. How's your day been? What have you been up to? Tell me.
To be honest, it was not a productive day. And I'm okay with that. Yeah, I'm not trying to be productive.
It's the weekend.
Yeah, but you feel guilty for not being that productive.
So I had that feeling on Friday.
All right.
So I was going to go to the gym. Okay. But then a friend came over.
Uh-huh.
So that's it. I told the friend, just come and hang out for a couple of hours. And after that, then I can go to the gym.
All right.
So come time to go to the gym. I said, I'm going to go. But then I was just like, you know what? No, I'm not really feeling it.
Mm.
I'd rather stay in and play my game console.
Okay.
Which is perfect for me.
The thing is, I would usually read,
mm-hmm.
right? Read during the weekend. This is when I would catch up with shows or with my books. And then I would feel like, I probably learned something.
Mm-hmm.
I probably did something.
Mm.
But today I've just, my energy levels were low.
Yeah.
And I just napped.
Yeah, but
I just slept through the whole day.
You have to get ready though, because come Monday, they're going to eat you alive. Especially the meeting. Oh, well, no, I don't even want to talk about work.
Let's not go there.
I don't want to. But yeah, my day or my weekend has been fine. What did I get up to? I didn't do much. I bought a game.
Oh, you did?
A Nintendo Switch game, yeah. So I'm following a work through on YouTube on how to finish the game and whatnot. I went to the gym yesterday, which was good. I needed that. It feels good to be back in my mojo again. I'm slowly getting there, but it's taking a lot of time.
I think if I had worked out, I'd feel a bit better, but I was slacking off.
You still doing your EMS?
Yes, I am.
And?
And I have a session tomorrow. I generally feel better after I do it.
Uh-huh.
Right? Because I'm like, okay. Like, you get that rush
yes.
of all those neurochemicals, right?
Yeah,
and you're
yeah.
like, it paid
I
off.
I get that. Usually, I know when my body's tired.
Mm.
And I know even if I do force myself to go to the gym, it's not going to be productive.
Yeah.
So I'd rather not. I'll stay in, really get myself together. And then the next day, I can go balls to the wall. But yeah. So it's been fine. The weekend has been fine. I'm just chilling. I was going to wear my jacket. They're not going to see it. But, my jacket that I made. Maybe
for?
It was for the Renaissance. And it's got all this...
We're very delusional. We made a lot of plans.
We thought we're going to go. No, the Japan. We thought we're going to make it to Japan. But in actual fact, she was just doing the
just
film.
Just a promo.
Have you seen the film? I haven't seen the film, I'm ashamed to say I haven't seen
it. But there are rumors. I'm not sure if this is confirmed. That she has signed with Disney.
Okay.
To, release her film over there.
I can't wait to see it.
That platform.
And I'm going to play it over and over again.
Oh, for sure. We're going to see Rumi.
Oh, yes.
We're going to see a little bit of Sir.
Yes.
I don't know if what that says about me when I'm more excited to see her children than her.
It's normal. Because children brings you joy, right? Don't they?
But it's like, that's been such a large part of her during her concerts, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know if it's always during her final... show that she would show
the kids.
Yeah, the
kids. Yeah, she always does.
Of her family.
They should do that in Homecoming for Coachella. She did, right? There was Blue in it.
No.
Sure?
The movie, yes.
Yeah, she did. Yeah.
But no, not in Renaissance.
What do you mean not in Renaissance? The Blue was all over it.
Yeah, no, I'm saying
Blue
like
was
a
the main
BTS.
Character. I love Blue's main character energy. But yeah.
She's her mom's twin.
Yeah, she really is. She really is.
Like, I don't know if you saw, she was at some, you're not going to like it, but she was at the Kardashians' Christmas party.
Blue. Who? Oh, God.
Okay. The moment she detected a camera, she immediately flipped around.
Yeah,
because I was like, that is Beyonce's daughter through and through.
Yeah, she's like, no, you're not getting my face. I've been trained well. I've been trained. No, so anyways, before we ramble on, because I know we could sit here and talk about Beyonce forever. Yeah. What I wanted to talk about, my next topic was, you know, I wanted to explain a bit more about what the podcast is about, right? Generally, I'm focusing on men's health and how, you know, especially mental health. And how, you know, being in a good state of mind can generally help everybody.
Oh, for sure.
Who are close to you. It was a topic close to my heart because I've been going through it and still is. And I think seeking help has done wonders for my life. And I'm making good choices. And I've got tools that's helping me navigate life in general. But I wanted to focus a lot more on my struggles and how that could potentially help people who are feeling the same way or who can necessarily articulate what's going on. I don't even think I can articulate what's going on in my mind sometimes. Do you understand? It takes a while for me to be like, oh, okay, this is what it was, right? So I just wanted it to be, you know, two buddies, two good Judies, just having a chin wag and just talking about what we're going through and whatnot.
Yeah, oh my God.
Yeah.
Psychological well-being. That was not something I would have thought would have affected me like 10 years ago.
Mm.
But I was really going through it. I was really going through it, but I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
Like the lack of awareness around this whole thing, that just came into, how do I say this? Like, people start focusing on it more like just recently.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We started talking more openly about it recently.
Yes.
Like 10, 15 years ago, you wouldn't be openly talking about your depression, your anxiety, your struggles.
It's like a taboo. No one talks about it. I think it still is. And I think that's why.
Yes, to some degree.
I think that's why I am more inclined or feel like, you know, a calling to talk about it. Because especially in the African and Arabic community,
Asian communities,
is a big taboo. It's like, oh, you're just go and drink
such
water or go and drink Sprite. You'll be fine.
Drink water. Go outside. Touch grass. Drink tea.
It's like, yeah, sure. That's going to help.
Yeah.
That's going to help.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, that'll help
I think it really did become scary for me. You know, trigger warning when I started having, you know, suicidal ideations and whatnot. And I thought, okay, yeah, I need to seek help and I need to figure out what's going on with me.
It's just so crazy to me that there are people who are really going through it, right? Mm-hmm. Like you said, you have suicidal thoughts and stuff, and you can never tell looking from the outside.
Funny enough, though, it's Mental Health Month.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if we put that in because I'm not even sure how long it's going to take us to, you know, make this public. But yes, Suicide Awareness Month or Mental Health Awareness Month. So it's nice to get this done and get out there. Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. This should be
me
fun.
Too. This is it's going to be. I think we're very passionate about this.
I am. Yes. I'm. As much as I know, I say this all the time, and you're sick of it. You're sick of it already. I don't like people, but I want people to be happy and believe in their true, authentic self.
Right.
That I feel like is my calling on this planet. All right.
Yeah.
To help people.
Mm.
We said something the other day when we were laughing. You said, I want to help, even though I don't like people, I want to help people so they can leave me alone and I can just be.
That buzz off.
Yeah,
just, everyone's good.
Yeah, everyone's good.
Let me be.
Let me just stay home and play my game console.
I've said this to you before. We are both the same people, just different fonts.
Let me just help so they can leave me alone and I could just play my game console. You know, I could be at peace knowing that they're happy.
But you're more generous than I am.
You think?
You are. Because I think I put myself first, because I haven't done that in a long, long, long time.
Mm.
So I think I'm a little selfish in that sense because I do want to help people, right? Feel good about themselves, feel better overall. But I'm like, if my glass isn't full, I can't pour.
Mm-hmm.
I can't pour from it. Mm. So I have to be of a better state to be of help to you.
Right. Interesting. That's really interesting. I think again, I've dug deep, and I realized that what I do is my trauma response, right?
Mm.
It's wanting and needing to be needed, right?
Oh, right.
Right. Because if I'm not needed, then I'm useless.
Oh, no.
Right. So I think it comes from that.
Sorry.
Careful.
Okay.
Do this. There you go. It comes from that. So yes, I think we will go in more progress. We will venture out, and I think I'll be a little bit more open. It's still the first show, so let's not scare people.
Yeah. But I think we're starting off with something deep and heavy. But you can introduce the topic.
We are deep and heavy.
But mental health
is deep and heavy. Yes, it is deep and heavy. Yes. So what I wanted to, just touch on, right? I know we're not experts, okay? No. The whole point is eventually bring people who are expert in the topic on.
Oh, for sure.
Have a cute chinwag, see how it goes, see if we can educate people and educate ourselves, most importantly. Yeah. If I want to be of help to others, I need to be well, right? So I want people to witness the process.
And the progress.
Well, if there's progress, you never know. Be. I mean, no, okay, no, I need to be positive. Okay. Right? There will be.
There will be. Exactly.
I'm such a Debbie Downer. I'm always negative, but obviously I'm
that's
learning.
That's why you have me. Yeah, in your corner. No, but we both are. You know, when each one of us feels bad, right? Yeah. And we're being a Debbie Downer, one of us is quick.
Yes.
To throw around and say, shut up.
Shut up, get your shit together. One thing I wanted to say was I got my eyes on. I'm super excited about that. I really am. So yeah. I think the fact that I'm not wearing glasses anymore in this Dubai heat has done me wonders. Absolutely done me wonders. Heat. Yeah.
That's another topic on its own. Mm. Oh my God. I am not made for this heat.
But you were born and raised here.
I wasn't born here. Well, you were raised here. Yeah,
quite young, right? Here.
But that's the thing. I don't remember. Like, I don't remember how I got through it.
You did. You were standing.
No, when I was young, I don't think it was this hot and humid. Oh, we're straight off topic.
we're gonna do this. It's normal. But yeah, you was born and raised.
I was, yeah. But like, I don't think it was ever this hot. But then again, during school, summer vacation, we were not here.
Mm.
From June till end of August.
Mm.
We are not here. We weren't here. We'd be traveling back home.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was okay there, you know. Tropical island.
I know it's a bit weird to say or it's bad to say, but I enjoyed when it was raining. I really did. That flooding, it felt like being back in the UK.
Coming from a privileged position, of course.
Yeah, for sure. Living my Caucasian life.
We were lucky. We were really lucky. Compared to what some people had to go through.
Yeah.
Like no groceries, they couldn't get out.
Yes. Yeah.
Homes
were destroyed.
Shops were destroyed.
Yes. I'm not I'm looking at it from a very privileged perspective. Yes, correct. You're right. But I enjoyed it. It was fun. And the fact that I didn't have to go to work either.
Oh, I think we worked from home. We did work from home for almost a week.
A week, yes. We're home.
But like we've never witnessed this kind of rain, right?
Yeah, we have not.
This kind of rain, and like it was crazy that day. It rained so heavily, the sky just turned.
I think the only thing I hate about the rain now is the mosquitoes. I cannot stand them.
I'm used to it. I'm okay.
I really can't. No, you're used to them.
Yeah, I'm from Sri Lanka, bro. Like malaria is like the second word you learn.
No, in the UK, we hate mosquitoes. So yeah, no. But yeah, so the topic I wanted to discuss.
Right.
Today, well, just to start it off, right? And I'm not sure why I would name this episode either.
Oh.
Because I was thinking Renaissance, but I don't want to do that because everyone has named everything Renaissance. Since Beyonce came out, it's all Renaissance.
I like how she brought that word into everyone's vernacular.
It wasn't there before. Now everyone's like,
Because I legit am obsessed with Renaissance. 15th century. Was it 15th or 14th?
No, educate me, because that's still, well, I do know, but
I would, yeah, I am me. Like, that's when society really flourished.
I see.
Science, art, right? We moved from traditional
horses and carriages.
You said horses and carriages, and my mind instantly associated that with Beyonce's album cover. Yeah,
right? See?
But do you know the horse that she was photographed with, right? Yeah. On the album cover has a name?
Yeah, I think I read that somewhere. Yeah.
Rally.
I think I read that somewhere.
Its name is Rally, and I love that name.
Yeah.
Rally.
What do you want to call this episode, Rally? Yeah, but what does Rally mean, though? Let's make sure we know what it means.
Yeah.
Because
that could be the embodiment of whatever, however we're feeling today. How do you feel?
How do I feel? Wow, that's a good question. How do I feel? I think I'm grateful. I am grateful. I am grateful for today. I really am.
I think we are. And I mean, I'm saying I think we are. You are,
I am,
right?
Yes, I am.
I am too, because we talked about this for a long time.
It's been in the works since, I think I wanted to do something like this back in lockdown.
Right.
Right. Oh, should we just call it Corona? The panoramic. The panacotta. Should we just call it that? We should.
Oh my God. Yeah, but this is something that you have had on your mind for a while, since COVID.
Yes.
And you brought me into this project since last year, right? And I was like, me, like this girl who struggles with anxiety and her.
That's why you're right for this.
Self-image.
Do you know what? We will get to that.
We will get to that.
We will get to that. Self-image. Wow. We will get to that. I really want to, you know, talk about that, because I've been having
super self-conscious me on a podcast.
I have been super self-conscious lately.
Oh.
Really have been. Yes. It's been eating away at me. But girl, can we just get to the topic?
Let's get to it. Oh, what distracted us?
I don't know, Beyonce.
That's gonna be a common thing.
So I really wanted to talk about forgiveness, right? I don't want to just, you know, talk about it on the surface, okay?
Mm.
Again, and if we're talking about forgiveness, and if we eventually figure out what it is, because my whole thing is, coming from an engineering background, when you're telling me to do something, it needs to be 1 + 1 + this + this to equal this, right?
Mm.
So when I'm told, oh, show forgiveness or give forgiveness or however they say it, I'm like, okay, so tell me, what's the calculation? How do I do that? Because I don't understand how to do it. I don't know what it is. I don't get it. It doesn't make sense to me, right? On how to do it. And I think the idea came from, if you remember, do you remember me saying my trauma is my comforter?
Yeah.
Do you remember that saying?
I do.
That saying was the one that triggered this topic, right?
Right.
Because I need to figure out a way of forgiving myself.
Oh, yeah.
And forgiving a situation. Right. A situation where we eventually, you know, delve into eventually.
That's so true. I think forgiving others, at least for me, is easier than forgiving myself.
So then my question is, what does forgiveness mean to you?
It's such a complex topic for me because, okay, generally I am a very forgiving person.
Mm-hmm.
Towards acquaintances, friends, if you unintentionally hurt me, I can forgive you.
Mm.
If you intentionally hurt me, right, it's going to take time for me to process whatever I'm going through.
Mm.
It's going to take some healing,
mm.
right? But then I will acknowledge, okay, I've been hurt. This is how I feel. I'm going to forgive you because I want to move on, right? But that does not guarantee that you're going to be in my life.
Right.
Right? Depends on the gravity of the betrayal, the hurt, right? If I decide to forgive you and still have you in my life, I would. But if I don't, then I'm just going to forgive what you have done and just decide that, okay, you know, we're better off not being in each other's lives mm-hmm. because this is not something I can move on from.
Yeah.
Like seeing you every day will just trigger what you've done to me.
Right.
So I can forgive you, but I don't think it's easy for me to forget. That's the thing. I can forgive, but I can't necessarily forget.
Yes.
And like, what's the relationship without being, you know, if you're not able to trust them, right?
Right.
But this is where it gets really deep for me. The loved ones, right? People I've emotionally invested on, people who I trust.
People you've known all your life, pretty
all
much.
My life. Yeah. People who know the type of person I am.
Yeah,
I'm someone who tries to think thrice before I say or do something.
Right.
Because I know how it feels like being on the other end. Okay. If someone hurts you with their words or with their actions. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to be mindful of what I say or do, right? So those who are really, really close to me, they know what will hurt me.
Yeah.
And if they intentionally do that,
yeah,
that's very difficult for me. I mean, it's the act of betrayal.
Yes.
Right? Because we have known each other for so long.
Right.
We're very close.
Right.
You know my boundaries.
Yes.
Right? You know how important trust is.
Right.
And for you to decide, okay, I'm going to do this and I might say this and I know it's going to hurt her and to go with that. That, to be honest, I'm very blessed. I've not been in a situation where someone has deeply hurt me like that.
Yeah.
So I'm very blessed, thank God. So I don't know how I'm going to react if something like that happens.
I don't know how to
verbalize it.
Yes, I don't know how to verbalize it as of yet either. I think I'm still working through it and I'm still trying to understand what it means. I know that there are people who have said what it means to them, right? But then I'm thinking about a lot of the things I've been through.
Right.
As growing up. And what has cost me to be who I am today and how I respond to situations, right?
Yeah.
And I think about because of what I've been through or what have been done to me is how I've learned to navigate life, right? If I choose to let it go,
right,
would I be able to function again normally in the world?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? When I mean normal, quote unquote, damaged goods, you know.
No, you're not.
But you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah. I do. But I think that's another thing because I'm like, I do not want the pain, right? Or the hurt, the hostility to weigh on me and impact my well-being, my life,
right.
How I go about it.
Yeah.
I want closure.
Yeah.
Right. So I want to process. I want to acknowledge. Mm. And then I want to move on.
Mm.
And if that means you're not going to be part of my life, okay. Because with actions comes consequences.
Correct. Yes.
So, yeah, I think the whole thing about me, I don't know if that's selfish, though, me wanting to move on.
No, I don't think it is.
Without you being part of my life.
I don't think it's selfish. You have to put yourself first, though.
I do, and that's the thing. Is that selfish?
No.
When you have to when you put yourself first all the time.
No, how's that selfish?
That's the thing. This is also something. I think it's different for women, right?
Okay.
Let me try to explain it from a woman's point of view. We have gender stereotypes,
right?
Okay, women are considered to be.
You are digging, girl.
Well, see, women are considered to be the nurturing ones.
You know what I was thinking? I was thinking, oh, Miss Crazy in Love. You are going. Your song name was Crazy in Love, right?
Yeah, but yeah. Also Me, Myself, and I.
Oh, Me, Myself, and I. Okay, yes.
There you go. So.
Yes.
We aren't going to get anywhere. But keep on referencing Beyonce.
No, because you're talking about being selfish. And
but
then
the
song you picked in the beginning was Me, Myself, and I.
Yeah, so look, okay. As women, right? There's a certain expectation for women to be emotional, understanding, empathetic, compassionate, forgiving, right? And these are traits that are associated with being a woman, being feminine, right? And also because if we truly express how we feel, right, would that mean rejection, right? Would that mean that this person would not accept us if we are being honest about our feelings?
Yeah.
Would they let us go, right? So coming from the point of view of a woman, you have these traits that are associated with, I think you're conditioned from a young age to be, you know, you really learn that, okay, in any relationship, there's going to be a situation that's going to hurt you. But, you know, forgiveness is also a virtue.
Yes.
Yeah. So you have to be more understanding. You have to be more compassionate, especially with, if you're straight and as a woman.
Yes.
Right? If your partner, with your partner, your partner hurts you or whatever it is they do, you're expected to be a little bit more understanding because he's a man. He's not as emotionally available.
Who says
and
that though? Men are though.
They are, but that's the thing. This is the traditional mindset, right? Men are not that emotional. They don't think deeply of their actions or what they're going to say.
Yes.
That's for us.
I think a lot of men conform to the idea of, you know, of masculinity.
And we conform to the whole, you know, this femininity associated with compassion, with forgiveness, with understanding.
Yeah.
And if you stand up for yourself, right, and you express like, okay, I'm not going to let this go. You've really hurt me.
Mm-hmm.
Then they'll be like, but why can't you be a little bit more understanding?
That's
something you hear a lot as a woman.
Yes.
Why can't you be a little bit more understanding? Can you be a little bit more compassionate?
A lot is expected of women. But we are...
We're moving away from that.
No, but...
We are. I mean, look, I think that's a shared responsibility, right? We both can be compassionate. Mm-hmm. We both have to be understanding. I don't know why women necessarily have to be associated with those traits, right? And men are powerful, they're strong, authoritative, they're demanding, blah, blah, blah. Women can be that too.
Mm.
I'm not trying to make this women...
But the whole point of this is to encourage women.
Empower them.
That's the word, empower. Thank you. Empower women. The whole point of this podcast is to also empower women through men getting help.
Yeah. And it's a very attractive quality for men to, you know, be emotionally vulnerable.
Mm.
Right? To cry, to break down. It's okay.
Yeah.
You don't have to be so strong all the time.
I'm telling you, we are not going to stay on topic.
We're not.
But we'll keep emphasizing that because I want people to know this is how it goes. Right? So for me, I have struggled with forgiveness.
Mm.
I think it's wrong to say, but I think I enjoy holding that grudge.
Ah.
This is me being real honest, right? I enjoy, or I have enjoyed, or I have felt comfortable holding that grudge.
But have you noticed that it impacts your well-being, your psychological
well-being? Yeah, it has. Through my life, it has, right? And that's why I say me not letting it go has shown itself how I navigate life, right? I think about... many times when I was a kid, right? When I didn't really grow up with my mom around the age of one till about maybe, or about around the age of four till about maybe 10, right? And I think about the situation where she left me with her brothers and so on. And they were very abusive, emotionally, physically and whatnot, right? It was such a hard time. And I think about how they've damaged me mentally and how I see life. Do you understand what I mean? It is I think a lot of that realization happened when I became an adult.
Right.
And I'm seeking help. Right. And I'm trying to understand where some of my behaviors came from. And I'm realizing that a lot of that, or some part of my responses, are due to how I've been treated when I was a kid.
Do you hold resentment for that towards your mom?
Yes, I do.
Naturally, that's understandable.
I do. I do. One, it's hard now because she's passed on. So it's hard now to get, I wouldn't say closure, but it's hard now to let her know.
Yeah.
What's hurt me. I think when I look at it and I look at life, I don't hold it against her. Right.
Right.
Okay. I don't think I do anymore.
Okay.
I don't think I hold it against it anymore. Maybe I'm trying to convince myself. I don't hold it against it anymore because I understand now the life she had to live.
Where she was coming from.
Where she was coming from. Mm. As a woman and not feeling supported, and especially herself coming from an abusive relationship, right? So I can see how the trauma has passed on. And I commend her for choosing herself.
Right. Okay.
But in the process of her choosing herself, she forgot me.
Right.
And that's how my headache and all the brouhaha and the drama that's happened in my life happened. So I think I find it hard now to find healing because there isn't somebody I can say you did this to me.
Oh, okay.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
Or get, even if I don't get an apology.
Right.
There isn't.
Just to say this is,
you hurt me. And I know as a kid, there are a lot of things that I wish I would have, that I wish were explained to me. Right. Because when situations are happening, or when she's picked herself and she's taken herself out of an abusive relationship and put herself first, I wish she communicated to me that it wasn't my fault. So a lot of that I'm holding them. Oh my God, it's my fault. You know, kids. No, but all kids do that. I believe all
yeah,
kids
they
will.
Do.
Any
they
situation,
do.
You'd be like, yeah, it's my fault. So right. I went through life thinking it was my fault, or maybe there was something wrong with me. Oh, you understand? Yeah. But then now, I'm trying to be free of those hurt. Especially with my mom's brothers and how, you know,
they've treated you.
How they've treated me. I'm trying to let it go. I don't think I fully let it go. I think if I said I have, I'm lying to myself. I don't think I have. And when I see them, it comes out. Like the inner voice, that negative voice comes out when I see them. And I don't appreciate that. So that's why I wanted to just understand what forgiveness means and how, you know, how to deal with it and how to let it go. I still don't know how to let it go. But I don't know. But what I really want to do though is have somebody on the show who can talk us through the act of forgiveness. I think that'll be very interesting.
That is true. But my God, you've really gone through it.
Oh my God, everybody has. I shouldn't generalize and play it small.
You have to validate your feelings.
I've been through a lot.
You have, yeah.
And at the time, or during that time, I thought it was normal. Everyone goes through it. This is life. So just roll with the punches and see what happens, right?
God, I've done that too. Like, you know when something bad happens to you.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, this sucks, but there are people who are going through worse situations, experiences. I'm better off. And the thing is, by doing that, I don't validate what I'm going through.
Yeah. Even if you're doing better off, your feelings are valid.
And then I repress it.
Yes.
Right? I repress all those emotions because I just want to move on. Right?
I heard that everyone's feelings are valid.
Yes.
But it's what you do with that feeling that now counts.
And I just want to say it to anyone who listens to this, comes across this, don't ever repress whatever you're going through. Don't ever, because what you do is it'll manifest its head in ugly ways, right? And I'm still trying to work through it, right? By repressing whatever emotions I'm going through, I think that's also another reason why I've had to struggle with anxiety. I didn't know how to resolve conflicts because I'm used to repressing things.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, I'll just like, it'll be a little too much and then I'll explode. And it's all these, you know, these good people that are in my life who have to then see that side of me.
Oh my God. You remember my explosion last year, right? I think, I think it was good for me to have that experience, because having that breakdown allowed me to see my true core, like what's really going on, and really ask myself, what's up with you? Why are you behaving this way? Do you understand what I mean?
And that's, I think, also the time when you started therapy,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
You decided to
start therapy. Oh my God, it got really scary. It really, really, I mean, mentally got really scary, and I couldn't explain.
I think that's because you started to confront with all that trauma that you have repressed.
One was when I had a good cry.
But have you realized how good it feels to cry?
Oh my God, it feels amazing. People should do it more often. But I had a good cry about my mom. And I was feeling sorry for her that she didn't get to have her happy ending.
Oh.
Right? Because then I think about, you know, how her life turned out, and you know, all the shenanigans she had to deal with relationship wise, and especially with men and whatnot. And how I think I was burdening myself emotionally to feel like, okay, I am a happy ending, and she didn't get to see that, you know, she didn't get to live that that life I wanted for her, even though there was still some resentment built towards it, right? Or towards her.
For sure.
But I understood why she did what she did.
Yeah.
But I wanted her to acknowledge that during that time, I was hurting, I was falling apart. I needed my mom, kind of thing.
Yeah.
So it was, it was a tough time. It was a tough time. But seeing a therapist really helps.
Right.
Yeah, it does.
I think it's just the steps it needs to take for you to get there.
Yeah.
You think about, you're like, okay, yes, I'll go for therapy.
Yeah.
Right? But to get to that point,
yeah,
to actually, you know, book an appointment.
Yes. She said, I remember one thing my therapist said, and I used to hate this, is feeling uncomfortable. Right?
Right.
She always encouraged me to sit in that feeling.
Discomfort. Yeah,
to just sit in it, right? And it took me a while. And when I got it, I think a lot of stuff started to shed.
Because then you have to ask yourself, why am I feeling this?
What's causing it? And I got a diary too, my gratitude diary. So every time, not that I got, she got me a gratitude diary.
Oh, bless her.
Yeah, she's sweet. She's a lovely woman. And then I had to put down what I was grateful for. It had a bunch of stuff on there.
You know, you think that's silly, but once you get to it, it really changes how you see.
It
does.
Yeah, it really did. And I think a lot of, after that, I think what really helped the most is being grateful and showing gratitude. I remember one time I was at site at work, right?
Okay.
And I just, you know, just in my zone, I was there singing my gratitude song and whatnot. And I saw this guy walk past, one of their managers. And I said, oh, hi, good morning. How are you?
Yeah.
He goes, I'm fine. Then he turns around to me. How can I help you? I said, no, I'm fine. I know what I'm doing. I'm just wishing you a good morning and wishing you a good vibe.
Sorry to interrupt you, but I think that's strange, right? When you are being nice for no reason.
Yeah.
And people are like, okay, what do you want from me?
Yeah. It felt like, no, I got it then. It clicked, right? He's never experienced such a thing.
All he thought was,
okay, so what do you want? Like, why are you being nice? I said, no, I'm okay. I don't actually want nothing from you. I'm just wishing you a good time. And I hope, you know, that morning was a ends up being a good morning for you. He was so impressed that he came back, got me water, got me tea, wanted if I wanted food. I'm like, it's fine. Just chill. Like, I just wish you the best. That's all right. So that really, really helped.
Know, but you made his day, I think.
Me making his day made my day.
Right? Yeah. I think that's also something I'm focusing on this year. You know how self-conscious I am, yeah, right?
We both are.
We both are. And it's just like, if I don't know you that well and I decide to compliment you, I will start overthinking. I'm like, does he think I'm weird? Is this going too far? Like,
am I being a creep? You know what? I actually don't care no more, right? I want people to know I'm weird.
Yes, and I've reached that point.
I want people now, to know it. I don't care. I'm weird. Yes, I'm a weirdo.
If I want to compliment someone,
yeah,
right. I'm not trying to be a creep. I'm just like, oh, you know what? You are so pretty. And then I did that actually this weekend. I was at the salon, right?
Oh my god! Yes.
My hairdresser.
Yeah.
She's genuinely so pretty. Okay.
Generally.
No, genuinely.
Genuinely, okay. I heard generally. I don't know.
Just her wives. Her. The way she's so approachable and being very shallow, she's very pretty.
Yeah.
Okay. And I was thinking, I was like, okay, is it weird if I say she's pretty? Like, you know, okay, women don't always want to be complimented on their looks, right?
Yeah.
You think that's very shallow. There's more to it than being pretty.
Yeah.
But I was like, you know what? That's okay. Maybe she'll take this as a compliment.
Yeah, she'll take it, yeah. Whatever right? she's taking, let me just tell her.
So she was going on about what she's going to do to my hair and all that. I was like, I'm so sorry, but you're so pretty. And she was like, thank you. What a great way to start my morning.
Aww.
I was like, see, okay, you don't have to be so self-conscious.
Aww. That's so sweet. See, a lot of the time when that good voice is in there and you're internalizing it, right, and you don't speak it, you miss a chance. Yeah. Or you miss a chance to bless somebody, which is really cool. Oh,
cute.
Yeah, I love that.
I'm proud of myself too.
That you said it.
I said it. Because I would just be like, okay, forget it.
To be honest, I was proud of myself that I made his day. I really did. Right. It stuck to me. And I think, hence why moving forward, I'm always, you know, just very grateful. I do my gratitude every morning, every evening.
Bless your soul.
Yeah, I really do. I really, really do. And I think that's helped pick up my mood. And good things have always happened. Has been happening since then.
Right.
But yeah, so I am going to say what I've written down.
Yeah.
What I said, what forgiveness is. Okay.
Yeah.
So what I wrote down, or what I've heard, and what people have said is, forgiveness is giving up on hope that the past could be any different.
Right.
I really want to think it means I must accept what has happened to me,
right.
when in actuality it means accepting it has happened, but not accepting it's okay.
Oh, wonderful. That's the same thing.
Does that make sense? It's happened.
Yeah.
Right? But it's not accepting that it was okay.
No, yeah.
That it happened
so
to you.
I think, right? Forgiveness to me is, again, accepting what has happened. I can't change the past.
Yes.
Right? I can't go back and tell this person you what you're going to do is going to hurt me, right?
Correct, yeah.
Accept it, process it, right? And then whatever conclusion I come to, whatever it is, it's okay.
It's saying accepting it's happened. Now, what do you do about it?
Yes.
It's what's important.
Right. And whatever conclusion that is, right? Whether this person's not going to be in my life or whether they're going to be and I move on from it, whatever it is, I am just going to accept it, be kind to myself, and say this is the best for me, for them. And that's it.
Yeah. So then I went on into saying forgiving is giving up on hope and not holding or wishing it could have been any other way.
Oh.
All right. And it's actually giving up the hope that the past could be any different.
Different. Okay. Yes.
I'm trying every day. In letting it go and not holding any grudges.
Right.
Of any situation, okay? It is letting go so that the past doesn't hold me a prisoner or a hostage.
Wow.
And I think I'm one foot in, one foot out. I'm still a hostage and a prisoner.
Right.
Because there's still so much people and so much forgiving I need to do, right? even for myself, above all of all the other people, right. I think forgiving myself, all right? And I still, I think that's what I'm trying to learn. I think, let me learn to forgive myself first.
Yes.
Before I go around forgiving
it's
people.
So and do difficult.
my apology tour or my not my apology, my forgiveness tour.
It sounds nice.
Yeah.
Right? But it's, I don't know, for me personally, it's very difficult for me to forgive myself. But I
that's
try.
That's the most important.
Yeah, but.
That's the most important.
It's not that I hold myself to a higher standard, but I do. Like I told you, right? I try to be mindful of what I say, what I do. When yeah. I fall back on it, like right. if I say something mm-hmm. that has intentionally hurt someone, right? Because of the expectations I have on myself, it's very difficult to forgive myself. Because I'm like, you dunce. You dumb.
Yeah, but you have to
and
say
that's
good
that
word.
Critical voice that
you
is.
Have to speak good to
no,
you.
No, I don't. That's what I do to myself. I'm like,
no, I say that because I do that all the time, Akilah. It's how my inner child was treated.
Oh.
So I've learned to think it's okay for me to speak negative to myself when things don't go the way I want it
right.
to. And I said, yeah, it's my fault. So they're those words I need to start speaking positive into my life.
Yes. And I'm like, remember your mind's a garden. Yeah. Right.
Remember my butterflies.
Yeah, butterflies.
But we'll get there. We'll get there eventually. There's still little tools.
But
and
yes,
whatnot.
I'm trying to forgive myself.
Yeah.
I'm learning how to forgive myself. It's not easy, but it's a process. It's gonna take some time.
I know we haven't really solved it. I don't think it's ever going to be solved or it's ever going to be
there's no
clear,
one answer.
One answer to it. I don't think it's ever going to be, but I still want us to, you know, to still come back to the topic again.
Yes.
And
we can revisit it.
Yeah, I definitely want to revisit it. I also want to eventually introduce us reading books, right?
Right.
So we can go away for a month, read the book, and then come back, have a cute chinwag about what we discovered and what we've learned and so on, right? Well, we have planned to have emails and have people write in.
Yes.
Website. That needs to be done. I don't know when yet, but it will get done. It will get done. But this has been fun.
It has been.
So we'll revisit the topic again.
Mm.
I'm not sure when we'll be back, but I want to try and figure out a nice schedule. So we're not going to have a dead set schedule as of yet.
No,
right?
We don't. Yeah.
Let's use this as a way of going back to the drawing board and figuring out how to navigate moving forward. But yeah, no. So before we go,
this is something I look forward to.
Were you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I love this part.
This is spiritual seasoning for the soul by Kelechi Okafor. That's my babe. That's my cousin. She's designed it herself. So they're just affirmation cards. So what I want us to do at the end of every show, we pick a pile. You pick one, I pick one. And whatever it says on there, it's what we're going to proceed as our affirmation for the week or for the month or however we wanna schedule it. All right?
Right.
And then we will come back and discuss how that's worked out.
Okay.
If we stay on topic.
Yes.
Okay. Do you want to pick first? No, we will stay on topic. We have to.
Akilah,
you have to help. Like
you know me. Oh, I'm doing that again.
I love it.
My boss has been making fun of me for this.
Oh, okay.
You know when I say for me.
He does that. It cringes me out.
He mocks me
whenever
I do that.
You know who you are when you make fun
like
of the accent.
I sound like some influencer. You know, I'm like, me. My water.
Oh, my God. Akilah, the influencer. Okay.
Right.
So I'm going to shuffle.
Yes, please.
Okay. I don't know how to shuffle properly, but, you know, forgive me. I'll do it, though.
I hope you do, like, the, you know how tarot readers do it? Just, like, all across the table.
And you pick one?
They place the table. They place the cards like that.
Uh-huh.
You know, one smooth move.
Yeah.
And then you pick one.
Okay. All right.
I think you can put it in the middle.
Okay,
and
so then, I'm going to put it in the middle.
And then both of us could pick one at the same time, maybe.
So I'm going to pick this. This is speaking to me. Oh, no, pick two.
Oh, this jumped out. Maybe I'll Okay. Ooh.
Okay. So what does yours say?
You are somebody's ancestor. What great thing would you like them to learn from you? Ooh.
There you go.
That I'm breaking generational trauma.
Oh, nice. Yeah, but it isn't just one thing, right? Right. I think is
what great thing?
Yeah. Is it great thing or great things?
No, great thing. Singular.
Okay, singular. Okay. Yeah.
Generational trauma. Say that again. I'm breaking that cycle.
What is it?
I'm breaking the generational trauma.
Okay. And what was it? What's your lucky number for that duration?
34.
Yeah. Okay, so right. Mine says you will only meet others as far as you've met yourself. That's a read.
Wow.
That's a read. Yes.
Okay, I'm doing that again.
So that means I need to do the work. I need to do the work. I need to
that
do
is
the work.
So true, though.
I need to do the work. It says you will only meet others as far as you meet.
That's you've met so yourself. True. Because you know how sometimes you perceive people negatively.
Yeah.
That says a lot more about you than them.
Yes. And I think that's, again, this is how I've managed to handle people now at work. Because I will come in with my Dungeon Dragon and I don't, you know, you say something spicy to me, I'll give it back to you, right? But that response isn't about them. It's about me. And I see people change it now. Because my responses to their crappy behavior has changed because I've changed.
Ooh, okay. You know what this has all what this reminded me of? Oh, and
my lucky number is number 5.
Number 5?
Yeah. Single digit cute.
You know what this also reminded me of?
Yeah.
I saw a reel. Yes. I think it was last week. No, this week. Sometime this week.
Right.
Where this girl was talking about breaking the cycle.
Yes.
And she was like, just the fact that I'm the first woman in my family to live on my own, right?
Yeah.
To do things on my own. That really hit me because my mom, my grandma, all the ancestors that come before them, the females, right? They never had the agency and the autonomy, whatever it was, right? To do things for themselves.
Right.
And I'm just so grateful for that.
That's awesome. Look at you. Gratitude.
And you know how they say the internet's a bad place? It's not. You can really learn from it as well.
Yeah, you can. No, you really can. You really can.
Because that was something I've never thought of.
Anything could be bad. It just depends on how you use
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, yeah.
This was cute.
It was cute. We were a little bit nervous.
Yeah.
All right. But I think we will get the swing of things over time.
Yeah.
I've enjoyed this. This was fun.
This was fun.
All right. Thank you, guys.
All right. Thank you,
everyone. We'll have stuff on. We'll have our social media on.
Yes. The coming soon.
Well, the Instagram is there, right? Yeah. I've got Sam and I Podcast or Sam and I Pod on Insta. But we'll start posting stuff on there eventually.
Yes.
And then we'll share it across all our platforms.
Platforms.
You will find me on Instagram as Samulove. Although my Instagram is not active as of yet.
No.
But you can reach me on there. Where can they find you, Kilo?
I think I'll talk about that in the next episode.
Okay, all right. Let me find you. Okay, fine. Okay, cool. That's fine. All right. Bye, guys.